We are back. So the next thing I want to talk about, and I wanted to talk about this because so many students go through it. I've gone through it. You've gone through it. Our friends have gone through it. As much as I know some of you find it hard to believe, your parents have gone through it. I want to talk about student depression. Every student gets depressed from high school to college. According to NIM, N-I-M-H, and no, it has nothing to do with mice or rats. Anyone who has seen The Secret of NIM will get that joke. And if you haven't seen it, do so. It's really good and so much better than The Secret of NIM 2. Anyway, back to the topic at hand. I found an article on the NIM website, and for those of you who do not know, NIM stands for the National Institute of Mental Health, titled Depression in High School Students. The article states that, and I quote, depression can occur during adolescence, a time of great personal change. You may be facing changes in where you go to school, your friends, your after-school activities, as well as in relationships with your family members. You may have different feelings about the type of person you want to be, your future plans, and maybe making decisions for the first time in your life. And a lot of the time, students won't even bother to get help because they either don't know how or they're afraid of what others might think. NIM puts it this way, many students don't know where to go for mental health treatment or believe that treatment won't help. Others don't help because they think depression symptoms are just part of the typical stresses of school or being a teen. Some students worry what other people will think if they seek mental health care. But just what is depression anyway? Well, according to NIM, depression is, and I quote once again, depression is a common but serious mental illness typically marked by sad or anxious feelings. Most students occasionally feel sad or anxious, but these emotions usually pass quickly, within a couple of days. Untreated depression lasts for a long time and interferes with your day-to-day activities. While suffering from depression, you may feel sad, empty, worthless, anxious, guilty, helpless, and irritable. Symptoms of depression include loss of interest in activities that you used to enjoy, lack of energy, difficulty concentrating or remembering things, difficulty sleeping, staying asleep or sleeping too much, loss of appetite or eating too much, and suicidal thoughts. There are many different types of depression, but I'm only going to list the most common ones. They are major depressive disorder or major depression, where the symptoms can seriously interfere with everyday activities, and while you may only have... one major episode of depression, the more than likely the depression keeps coming back in dysthymic disorder, also called dysthymia. Dysthymic disorder is a minor case of depression. Not as major as major depressive disorder, but still not very fun. So, what causes depression? Depression doesn't have a single cause, as many factors can contribute to it. Depression can happen in many circumstances, including change of school or environment, death of a family member or family pet, dealing with stress, almost anything. Some people even have a gene for depression. However, does this mean that because they have the gene for it, they will 100%, no questions asked, no doubts about it, get depressed? The answer is no. They just might have a higher chance than those who don't have the gene. However, everyone gets depressed. Not everyone with this gene has depression. Not everyone with depression has this gene. How are you diagnosed with depression? After a while, you may be feeling so tired of the way you feel and you'll bust or drive your butt to the doctors and ask them what's going on. Your doctor will diagnose you with depression based on these factors. Symptoms, family history of depression, medical history, substance abuse, and any thoughts of death or suicide. Another article I came across, and this one I can relate to more simply because of the fact that I'm no longer a teenager, but it's on psychcentral.com, and it is called Depression and Anxiety Among College Students. Depression and anxiety are sweeping the nation when it comes to college students, and let me tell you, as a college student, I suffered from depression, but I'll get into that later. So according to this article, The average age range for mental health conditions among college students is 18 to 24 years. This doesn't mean... Now, hold on a second, guys. This doesn't mean that every 18 to 24-year-old will get depressed. So stop freaking out. It just means that this is the age range where it is most common. Courtney Knowles, executive director of the JED Foundation, a charitable organization that aims to reduce suicide and improve mental health for college students, says that students deal with a unique amount of stressors. Hillary Silver, MSW, a licensed clinical social worker and mental health expert for CampusCom, also said that students experience many firsts, including new lifestyle, friends, roommates, or exposure to cultures and alternate ways of thinking. This can be pretty overwhelming for many people, and when students either can't manage or handle these firsts, they're likely to struggle. If students do not feel adequate or prepared to cope with a new environment of a college campus, they could easily become susceptible to depression and anxiety, says Harrison Davis, PhD and assistant professor of counseling and coordinator of the Community Counseling Master's Program at North Georgia College and State University. Another article I came across was from Mayo Clinic, and the article was called College Depression: What Parents Need to Know. College depression is not as uncommon as some people might think. This article goes into why and what parents of depressed college students can do. Depression in college has been linked to, but not entirely secluded to, things such as smoking, low academic performance, although the smoking thing, like, look, I understand that smoking is a bad habit, but at the same time, it's like I can kind of understand getting so stressed out that you do need a cigarette to help relax yourself. But, you know, whatever, people are going to do what they want to do. So, yeah, anyway, low academic performance, I mean, really, really low and risky behaviors. So, mom and dad, what are the signs that your kid is dealing with depression? It's not always a random outburst just because your kid feels like it. Trust me, even though at times you may think it is before you understand what's really going on. Although with depression, there can be outbursts of anger. But before getting angry yourself, start familiarizing yourself with the symptoms. But also remember that depression, while a reason, is no excuse for violent behavior. Look for any of these factors in college depression. Feeling sad or unhappy most of the time, getting irritated or frustrated with even the smallest of matters, insomnia or excessive sleeping, angry outbursts, crying spells for no reason, frequent thoughts of death, dying, or suicide, changes in appetite or weight. When your child is no longer living at home, it can be much harder to tell if they're suffering from depression or not. But if you suspect that they are, talk to them about it and hear them out. Encourage your kid to talk about his or her feelings and frustrations. And if you can, suggest that they make an appointment. Please know that depression doesn't have to get as far as suicidal thoughts. It does get better. I know it may not seem like it will, but trust me, it does. Hey, you're right now, guys, seriously, right now, you're listening to someone who has gone through college depression. If you're feeling depressed, talk to a friend or a family member because chances are they can help. And if you do have suicidal thoughts, please, please, please contact your personal doctor. I say this because I'm about to get a little personal here, but there's a reason for it. I say this because I've lost a few of my friends to suicide, and I don't want anyone else to have to go through that. So yeah, if you're feeling suicidal, if you have suicidal thoughts, please contact your doctor or contact a suicide hotline. It doesn't have to be as bad as it sounds, trust me. And yes, I also understand college depression. When you're so overwhelmed with schoolwork and balancing so much other stuff that you just want to throw in the towel, you just don't want to do it anymore. I remember talking to my mom once about it, and I told her that I wanted to drop out of college, that I couldn't do it anymore, nor did I want to do it anymore. And the constant routine of get up, get dressed, get on the bus, go to school, study a buttload of material, get on bus, go home, study some more, eat, go to bed, repeat process on a daily basis wasn't helping matters either. But I stayed in college. Why? Because I knew that dropping out, not even getting a degree, would have been something that I would have seriously regretted. Dropping out of college isn't always the answer, although in some very, very extreme cases it is. And we are going to take a quick break. This is DJ Desert Rose, and you are listening to Drawing the Line, only on radio.dominican.edu.
scarlet begonias are a touch of the blue. And there's nothing wrong with the look that's in her eye. I had to learn the hard way to let her pass by, let her pass by.
The next thing I wanted to talk to you guys about is stress and how to deal with it. So let's face it, stress sucks. It really does. Because your mind is so overwhelmed, you have to deal with so many things and rah. In this one article I found, the website that it's from is helpguide.org, and it is titled Stress: Symptoms, Signs, and Causes. So what is stress? According to HelpGuide, stress is a normal physical response to events that make you feel threatened or upset your balance in some way. When you sense danger, whether it's real or imagined, the body's defenses kick into high gear in a rapid automatic process known as the fight or flight reaction, or the stress response. There are many positive ways about stress, and according to the article, and I quote, "The stress response is the body's way of protecting you. When working properly, it helps you stay focused, energetic, and alert. In emergency situations, stress can save your life, giving you extra strength to defend yourself, for example, or spurring you to slam on the brakes to avoid an accident. The stress response can also help you rise to meet challenges. Stress is what keeps you on your toes during your presentation at work, sharpens your concentration when you're attempting the game, winning free throw, or drives you to study for an exam when you'd rather be watching TV. Story of my life. However, beyond a certain point, stress can do more damage than good to your sanity and your health. It's important to remember that everyone responds to stress differently. Psychologist Connie Lilas uses a driving analogy to describe the three most common ways people respond when they are overwhelmed by stress. Foot on the gas, an angry or agitated stress response. You're heated, keyed up, overly emotional, and able to sit still. Foot on the brake, a withdrawn or depressed stress response. You shut down, space out, and show very little energy or motion. And finally, foot on both. A tense and frozen stress response. You freeze under pressure and can't do anything. You look paralyzed, but under the surface, you're extremely agitated. Now, what are the signs and symptoms of stress overload? They actually vary from person to person. I'm going to go into cognitive, emotional, physical, and behavioral symptoms. First up, cognitive. Memory problems, difficulty concentrating, poor judgment, seeing only the negative, not the positive, anxious thoughts, and constant worrying. Now for emotional symptoms. Moodiness, short temper, irritability, inability to relax, feeling overwhelmed, feeling lonely and or isolated, and general unhappiness. Up next is physical symptoms. Aches and pains, diarrhea, constipation, nausea, dizziness, chest pain, rapid heartbeat. And hey, actually, now that I think about it, those actually do sound like heart attack symptoms. But don't worry, you're not having a heart attack, you're just stressed out. However, I'd just like to say right now that even if you are if you think you are having a heart attack, dial 911 immediately. Also, I'd just like to put in something else, and you can call another mini disclaimer. Even though I'm listing all the symptoms of stress, those are just symptoms. My show is not meant to be taken as medical advice. Like I said before, if you think you have a medical issue, you need to contact your doctor. Anyway, back to the matter at hand. Frequent colds and loss of sex drive. And last but not least, behavioral symptoms. Eating more or less, sleeping too much or too little, isolating yourself from others, using alcohol, drugs, or cigarettes to relax, procrastinating and neglecting responsibilities and nervous habits such as nail biting and teeth grinding, which, by the way, are really bad habits, and teeth grinding is very, very bad for your teeth. Some very common causes of stress are major life changes, financial problems, work and relationship problems. So, how does one deal with stress before it turns into a hair-pulling, head-slamming into a wall, scream at the top of your lungs nightmare? Actually, you know what? If you ever do get the chance to go up to the top of a mountain, scream as loud as you can, do so. It's a lot of fun. So, the first thing you need to do is manage your stress. Realize just how much you can take on. Some people like to deal with multiple things at once, and some people are all about about one thing at a time. You know, someone I know is actually stressing out a lot about his job because Black Friday is coming out, and I'm not going to say where he works. I'm not going to give any names because I want to, you know, respect the privacy of others. But he's really stressed out about his job, you know, and he says that they're not even ready for Black Friday. They're understaffed, 13 people. And he's stressing out because he's like, oh my God, we're not even ready for Black Friday. How am I going to do this? How am I going to do that? See, this is what I mean by managing stress. It only, if you're going to get stressed out, look, I'm not saying I don't understand, but if you're going to get stressed out, only get stressed out over stuff that is in your control. For example, you know, I worked at Macy's at once upon a time. I actually quit my job to focus more on school, but I'm probably going to go back in the summer, whatever. But, you know, when I came to Macy's, I didn't care if other people were going to meet their goals or not. I also didn't care if the store was going to meet their goal or not. Why? Because it was beyond my control. There's no point in stressing out over something that's totally beyond your control. The only thing I cared about is, am I going to meet my sales goal today? Am I able to get my client? Am I going to do this? Or am I going to be able to do that? No, when I was working at Macy's, I only cared about what I was going to do, not what everyone else was going to do, because it wasn't my business to care so much about what other people are going to do. Don't stress over stuff that's totally beyond your control, because when you do that, you end up taking in so much and then you get even more stressed out, and it's just never good. Never is. So yeah, you know, just take on things that you can handle. Don't take on so much stuff that you're overwhelmed. But hey, you know, like I said, some people are all about the whole one thing at a time scenario, and some people don't mind doing multiple things at once, but find whatever works for you. Next, learn to relax. Stress as much as you may want it to, is never going to go away. I mean, it's not going to stay with you forever. I mean, you're not going to be stressed out at every waking moment of your life, but it doesn't, what's the word I want here? It doesn't disappear. It's always going to be there. But you're not going to suffer from stress all the time. You're not going to be overwhelmed every single waking moment of your life. But the stress will be there because it's a part of life. Sorry, that's just how it works. You know, life is all about dealing with stuff that we don't want to deal with. But we got to do it. So anyway, learning to relax may help you. Try taking up some relaxation techniques such as meditation, yoga, and deep breathing. These techniques help you to reduce your stress level, increase happiness, and inner peace. Breathe in. Hold for 7 counts. Breathe out. Even though I did that early. Now repeat that process. See? You're feeling better already, aren't you? And we're going to take another quick break. This is DJ Desert Rose, and you are listening to Drawing the Line, only on radio.dominican.edu.
And sing me a song of my own.
Okay, we are back, and I wanted to talk more about this because I had a lot more to say about this topic, But I just realized something. I just realized something very, very important. Kind of a life-changing experience. I realized that we are running out of time. So I'll pick up a little bit on this topic for next time, along with, and this is a little bit of a preview, along with some more advice on careers and relationships, and another parent-child episode. Thank you so much for listening, guys. I love you guys. This is just awesome. This is DJ Desert Rose. And be sure to catch my show, Drawing the Line, Mondays from 1 to 2 p.m. And if you ever miss a Monday, just go to radio.dominican.edu and check out my podcast. In fact, don't just check out my podcast. Check out everybody's podcast on there. The DJs of radio.dominican.edu are just beyond awesome, and you should really listen to their work. So hope you guys have a great afternoon.
To me, a good time was always had by all, but those good times, they were fleeting memories. I used to lie to them and then I'd kiss them, but I kept an arm's length away. Well, hey man, you know me, and look how silly I've been acting today. Time I really think.